You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Donnie football in for Crowley and Dickerson this morning on the eve of Independence Day. Harry Callis still working diligently behind the glass. And this was something we did during the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I had Harry Callis go head-to-head with Austin City Limits Bechtold in the 1 a.m. hour, I believe, that morning. And we enjoyed it so much, I decided we're going to have another go-round with trivia with Harry Callis.
Thank goodness. This is exactly what I wanted to do this morning.
This, my friends, is called Questions with Callis. We have three different segments and three different categories this morning.
Okay.
To end multiple hours on the show.
You're not trying to make me look silly, are you?
We will start with history.
Okay.
Harry, your first question here. Who is the only U.S. president to resign from office? I'll give you this clue.
Richard Nixon.
You got it.
Yeah, that one.
You got it, Harry. Good there job. I was going to give you the clue that he gave the double... Oh, I just hit the mic here. The double peace signs out the door. Number two, Harry. Former president Bill Clinton. Not to be confused with Bill in Clinton. That is once called 93.7 The Fan. Former President Bill Clinton was in hot water for having sexual relations with an intern. Name that intern.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, Harry, you're on the ball.
Yeah.
You came ready to go this morning. Harry Callis, 2 for 2.
Man.
China is the most populated country in the world, Harry. What country is in second?
Ooh. I feel like America would be the trick question there. Russia.
Incorrect, Harry.
Okay.
I think they're around the top 10. The United States is 3. India is what we were looking for there.
They wouldn't have gotten that one.
In the 2000 presidential election, there was controversy over voting. What state ultimately decided the electoral vote?
Florida.
Harry, you're on the ball.
Yeah.
3 for 4. We have just one more for history. And you have really showed me something this morning. I should have known after you got the Archduke Ferdinand question right.
I'm pretty good with history. I mean,
I'm trying to think what other history questions I had at that time. Oh, the one that really got everybody was the Confederacy.
But I had half of that right.
Jefferson.
Jefferson Davis.
Yes, sir. Final one for history. What was the period of time between 1920 and 1933 that prevented the distribution of alcohol in the United States?
Read that first part of the question again.
What was the period of time?
Was it Prohibition?
Yes, it was.
There you go. Okay.
Harry, what
a run.
I thought
you were going to say the Roaring Twenties, but yeah, okay.
No, Prohibition, the answer. Folks had signs that said, we want beer.
Yeah.
What a time that must have been. Imagine if they tried to do that now.
My great-grandfather ran a speakeasy.
Oh, yeah?
There's still a tab of people that didn't pay up.
From what, like 1925?
Mm-hmm. There was one in Lawrenceville he ran. Yeah.
What was the name?
I don't know.
That had to be some type of time right there. Running the speakeasies, under the radar, just boozing it up.
I don't know if it had a name. You just kind of showed up. It's like, oh, this one in here. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, you didn't want the advertising to be out there.
No. The brand needed to be as bland as possible.
And people just got away with not paying their tabs?
Yeah. Made a lot of money, though, overall. I guess we could go collect, but, you know.
What was your great-grandfather's name? First name. You don't have to give his full name.
Michael.
Oh, okay. I would have thought... I feel like back then, like, everybody was just named, like, Joe or John or Jack. Harry, no, I would
the
think.
The O'Toole family. They've had a list of Patricks and Michaels throughout history.
Oh, they're Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess with the Irish, man. If you owe the Irish money...
So I'm part Irish, that makes me an alcoholic, and part Greek, which makes me large as I am now.
You don't want to really mess with the Greeks either.
Nope.
Maybe you should go collect.
No need, it's fine.
You could break some fingers of, like,
me your money.
Great-grandchildren, or hell, maybe, I don't know, who knows, maybe the guys, maybe the people are still alive, and they're like $1.15 or something.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Quickly, we have the second edition of Questions with Callis. And our guy, I got to give him a ton of credit. Harry Callis was great in his history run through of Questions with Callis. 4 out of 5. So he is shooting 80% right now. A very good percentage, a high percentage for Harry Callis. One turn through. This is the pop culture edition of Questions with Callis. Callis, I start you with one from about 40 years ago from the 1980s. What was the first music video ever on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, Harry.
I learned that at Waynesburg.
A man after my own heart here. You were really red hot this morning. I'm very impressed. Vanessa Hudgens, the fiance of former pirate Cole Tucker, starred in what movie series in the 2000s?
Movie series?
Yeah, there was like a series of movies. There was like three of them, I think.
This is tough. I pass. I don't know.
High School Musical.
I never saw those.
Really?
Nope.
I think I saw the first two.
They're big time, though. I'll give them that.
Sarah is going to be very upset with you, Harry, about that one. That was right in her wheelhouse. Mm. She's a big defender of the Disney movies.
Oh, I'm sure they were fun. I've just never seen them. I mean, that's fun.
The Hawk Tua girl has been viral for the last couple of weeks, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
What is that female's real name?
Oh, I've seen it, but I forgot to remember. Haley?
You got the first name.
I don't know her last name.
All right, I'm going to give you half credit there.
Okay.
Haley Welch is her name. So you get a half point there. I believe the young lady's name is Haley.
That's what I meant.
Next one. Who is the late mother of Prince Harry and Prince William? And I'll say this, her death came under some pretty suspicious circumstances.
Diana.
Princess Diana. Another hitter for Harry Callis. Final one for pop culture. Right now working with 2.5 out of 4. This New Jersey-based television show infamously ended by cutting to black while Don't Stop Believing by Journey was playing.
Jersey Shore?
No, I love that pick. Jersey Shore.
New Jersey-based show?
Yes.
End it. I don't know.
The Sopranos.
Nope, never seen that one either.
Oh, I highly recommend that one, Harry. Still a pretty good round for you.
I got legitimately half. 2.5, right?
Yes, 2.5 out of 5. I'm still impressed with you through the first 2 rounds. We will have one more edition of Questions with Callis coming up next hour. Another edition, the final edition this morning of Questions with Callis. Donnie Football with you on the Fan Morning Show, in for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. Harry Callis behind the glass. Harry, you have impressed me so far this morning. In the history portion of Questions with Callis, you went 4 for 5. In the pop culture portion of Questions with Callis, you went 2.5 out of 5. Now we go to a sports category.
Well, this is really the one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
40 years ago, Harry, the 1984 Summer Olympic Games, this U.S. gymnast took home 5 gold medals.
Not a clue. I don't know.
Mary Lou Retton.
Name sounds familiar. Probably why.
I'm pretty sure she's from Wheeling. I think she's actually somewhat local.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right, Harry, we're 0-for-1 on the sports.
Very good.
Not as strong of a start as we were in history or pop culture.
Nope.
The United States men's soccer team lost to who on Monday to end their Copa America run?
This was recent.
Yeah, it was two days ago.
I'm not paying attention to soccer. Oh, no. Jeez. Canada.
No, Harry. It was not Canada. Uruguay.
Yeah, Uruguay. I'm going to pull Uruguay. Uruguay.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell to say it. I never know. I never know if it's an or a your. We got Doug Whaley in studio. He'll be joining us in a few minutes until 10.
Want to say it. It's Uruguay. Uruguay, I don't know. Whatever you feel comfortable.
Yeah,
saying.
It's always tough for me because I have the Yinzer accent, so it's.
Well, I think you just put the winner. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. The winner of the game, and the U.S. was the loser.
All right, Harry, we're 0-for-2.
Yep.
Bronny James was drafted by which team in last week's NBA draft?
The Lakers.
There we go. We're back on the right track. Yeah, I was hoping you'd get that one, Harry. It was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a... No, I'll do the hot dog one here first, and then I'll get to a baseball one.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut is facing off with an old rival this year in a Netflix special around Labor Day in a hot dog eating contest, a one-on-one battle. Name that rival.
Mmm.
Is he all right back there?
That was a strange grunt.
No, because I know, and they've talked about it, but I don't recognize his name enough to pull it out of my head. Ahsoka Tano something? No.
Well, he's more known for his last name. If you just give me the last name, like, he mostly goes by his last name.
I don't know.
Kobayashi.
There.
Yeah, didn't... That's right.
Harry, we're struggling on the sports.
Where's the baseball question?
Here comes the baseball
question.
Come on
now. Come on.
20 years ago, the 2004 Home Run Derby took place at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Lance Berkman lost in his home ballpark. Who beat him in the final round? I'll give you a clue. It was a former MVP. So it wasn't like a random guy winning.
I mean, former MVP, MVP up to that point, or MVP in his career?
I believe he had won the MVP like a year or two prior, like right around that time.
I don't think Pujols won an MVP by that time.
He was playing in the American League.
Son of a gun. What, Ken Griffey Jr.? He was hurt by then. I don't know. Don't tell me. I'm running out of time. Alex Rodriguez.
Miguel Tejada.
Wow.
The 2004 winner of the Home Run Derby.
Tough.
Harry, just a 1-for-5 effort there on the sports. I was really impressed by the hot start you had in the
Yeah, when
the
you throw
portion.
The Olympics and Uruguay at me and a hot dog eating contest, that's not really your conventional sports now, is it?
I thought the hot dog one you would get. I mean, you're getting revved up for our own hot dog eating contest at 3 o'clock.
I don't care about the national guys as much, though. Joey Chestnut won every year. Everybody knows that.
You better have a better showing at this contest, buddy. That was poor. That was absolutely atrocious.
Gosh.
We got Doug Whaley in studio. We'll take a break, and he will be with us for the duration, the final hour of the Fan Morning Show this morning. First Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevy on Washington Road in McMurray or at sunchevy.com. High of 90 today. High of 85 tomorrow. Chance of rain on your Independence Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.